are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
Hi there, this is Scott Hasty for the Student Radio Association. I'm on site right now at Donington Park for the world famous rock and metal festival Download. There's an absolutely fantastic lineup this year. We've got headline performances from System of a Down, Biffy Clyro, and the last ever UK performance by Aerosmith to look forward to. And we've got loads of other great bands on the bill, including loads of student radio favourites. So for this podcast, we're going to be speaking about those performances and, of course, about the other things that Download have got going on as well, because it's not just about the music. We've also got lots of great other attractions at the festival. We're going to be speaking about them, and we're going to have some interviews with some bands as well. So kicking us off here is Jen Thomas from Fly FM, who is down with myself, and she is speaking to Motionless in White.
So here with Motionless in White, you just played your set on the main stage earlier. Yes, so how was that for you to go from the tent to the second stage, then main stage?
It was as amazing as you would think.
We're graduating slowly. Hopefully we get.
We're in elementary school, which was the first stage.
Yep.
And then middle school, now we're in high school. So I don't know where to go from here.
Yeah, hopefully we'll go to college and headline one day.
Hopefully we'll go to college.
Because you announced today you're coming back in January to do a headline tour around the UK as well. So you mentioned that when you're doing that, you couldn't have your pyro, you couldn't have all of your stage effects and things. You played a song that you never played before. But what sort of things should people expect for your headline tour when you come back?
Obviously new music, lots of new music. Can't tell you what it is. But, yeah, I mean, Rats is going to be awesome in a club setting. Our new songs are going to, they're just going to translate.
Have we done a big production over here?
No, last time we were here was 2014 or 15.
That was with 15. New Year's Day, wasn't it? So we had the Nottingham date, so it was a small club shows, wasn't it?
Yeah, and we didn't have we played Reincarnate,
we always try to do more and more each time, and we'll continue to do that, and maybe have a few guests to make a little more fun.
So what was it like playing Necessary Evil? So it was the first time you played it. Do you ever get nervous if it's the first time you've played, or are you just excited to get it out there?
We're so scared that it's going to bomb, but it was great. We've played it, funnily enough, we rehearsed it like 6 months ago, and then it just never went into the set, so we at least had our rounds with it, and it went great today. It's a very hard-hitting song. We saw the crowd respond. So
I do love that song. I think that and Rat are my favorite off of the record.
That's so awesome. Those are my two favorite.
Yeah. I like Eternally Yours for sure. It's like my favorite song.
Isn't that like the closest you've ever done to a love song, I think, is Eternally Yours?
It's pretty much the only love song, I guess,
The only love song they'll ever be, too.
Yeah. It's done. Don't get your hopes up.
You're not going to do an album of ballads or anything? No romantic ones?
You never know, Me and Ghost side project? You never know. Ballads all day.
You'll end up on American Idol, crooning and serenading people.
Yep. With our shirts off.
Go and get a tan, shirts off, job done. New side project.
Yeah.
You heard it here first. So what else? Are you going to stick around and see any bands today, or have you got to head off? Who are you looking forward to seeing?
I'll let Ghost answer.
I just ran from when we played to the 10th stage to watch Code Orange, and then back to our signing. Had just enough time to get in there, and it was amazing. I've never had a chance to see them, and so it's cool to see them here while we're here. He and I are both going to watch System of a Down and just know all 31 songs they're playing. So,
it's going to be awesome. I'm same boat. I have some friends here and stuff in other bands, but other than those bands, pretty much System of a Down and Prophets of Rage are going to be insane.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Anything else you'd like to say?
Keep listening to us, please. We beg of you.
I love Camden Town.
I
want to put that out there.
Spiritual home.
Yes.
Yeah, that place is great, honestly. And we're going back there tonight, aren't we? Or tomorrow,
There's this orange juice stand that I always go to, and they have the best fresh squeezed orange juice.
We want the world to know.
We love
Bring
orange
them orange juice. Yeah. Bring fresh Bring orange juice.
Oh, God, don't say that. Now we're going to have an abundance of orange juice.
No, I'm down. Don't listen to him. I'm down.
Orange juice and sour sweets, and you'll be sorted.
Yep.
And then hopefully you'll come back with your new side project, and we'll do a very different interview.
Shirts off.
That's going to
orange juice. Acoustic guitars. It's what we're about.
That's going to be all over Tumblr now, and you're going to hate me. Yeah.
So. To hear more, go to studentradio.org.uk.
So you played earlier on the Zippo stage. So how was it for you to be on a stage that size?
Well, we're kind of lucky in the extent that we've been on stages that size for a bit. But to be on a stage that size at Download, well, that's kind of special. And as I've said in so many interviews, you just kind of have to say, Download. It's Download. And that's it. Absolutely unbelievable, incredible. We got a good turnout. I don't like playing the earlier shows so much. As a singer, you wake up, you're like, but, you know, it went well. It was good. And, yeah, great crowd.
Could you say you've been on some big stages? You've been on tour with Iron Maiden and Mastodon and bands like that. So does it prepare you for doing a festival set? Because it's different, obviously, because you're hopefully going to be playing to your own fans rather than the other band's fans.
Yeah, well, slowly but surely, we're seeing more and more people with the T-shirts on and singing all the lyrics, which is always amazing. And familiar faces when you're on the road is my favourite thing about the whole thing. Because, you know, you go away from home for a while, you see people out there screaming that are just friends now. Like, because I like to get out, get involved and speak to as many people as I can afterwards. But yeah, there's obviously when you play with the massive bands that we've played with, you as I've said before, you have to be a sponge and just absorb everything that you can from these people, because some of the bands we've been lucky enough to play with have been doing it for absolutely years, and in some cases longer than I've been around. So, you know, Maiden and Anthrax, absolutely incredible. Obviously, you just mentioned Mastodon, we played a few shows with them, and it's really bizarre because as a massive Five Finger fan, I just went over and spoke to Ivan, and he was just casually hanging out with the guys from Mastodon. Yeah, so crazy world.
So getting to be on that stage, you say, when you've come here as a fan and then getting to be up there is just one of those moments. That's one for the bucket list, surely.
That's ridiculous. You can't actually explain that to anyone. And to cite that ridiculous thing with Charlie Sheen a few years ago, like, take my eyeballs out, put them in someone else's head, and dude can't handle it. You know, it's like, it's nuts. It's ridiculous, yeah.
So with your style of music, obviously you've got the very heavy metal music and then the clean vocal start. So do you often find that it's trying to get people on side? Do you think people are surprised by it?
Definitely surprised. But for us, really, I mean, I can do scream vocal to a point, but it's nice. I like a lot of screamo bands. Obviously, I just started Five Finger. They do a lot of screaming. But the reason I love the band so much is that Ivan does really melodic vocal as well. And actually, to cite exactly that, we had a couple come over once after a show we played with a band called Voodoo 6 in, where were we? The Crowford Arms in Milton Keynes. And we played this show, and afterwards this couple come up to me, married couple in their 40s, and just said, we don't usually watch the support bands, but we came in, we were expecting you to go like, and when you didn't do that, we stayed and we loved it. So I think personally, by not screaming, you've got a wider target audience, because there's people that like scream, and that's absolutely fine, that's cool, that's wicked, you know. But if you don't do any scream, the audience tends to be wider. The older people seem to prefer, you know, a bit softer stuff sometimes. Not all old people, I just want to point that out. I don't hate old people or anything.
This is student radio, so it's going to be younger people anyway.
Yes.
So that's fine.
Yes, good. Go buy the album, Darkness Will Rise, go get it.
So you mentioned Five Finger, is there anyone else that you're looking forward to seeing?
There are a lot of decent bands here, but to be brutally honest about it, it's really difficult. But because we're not leaving until midday tomorrow, and we're just about to embark on like a pretty hectic summer tour schedule, I'm kind of like just chilling back and having a drink. And obviously we've got some press to do, and it goes beyond, because when you've done press for a few years in a row, you start seeing familiar faces. So when those guys clock out, I want to go and have a drink with them.
Yeah.
But really, Five Finger for me is just always the best. I just like everything about it, just love the tones. And a lot of people randomly hate them. It's kind of like Nickelback. Like, Nickelback are an absolutely incredible, wicked band, and so many people just hate them for no apparent reason. What, because they're popular? Like, they're still not pop music, are they? Do you know what I mean? So for me, I'm just going to kick back and enjoy. I like occasionally going to the smaller stages and seeing bands that surprise me, and I go, oh, that's wicked, and go home, download it. Like, I watched Royal Blood here, I think it was a Pepsi Max tent a year or so ago, and then they just exploded everywhere. And I was drawn to them because they had some riffs that sounded like Absolution Day Muse, which for me was just, yep, this is cool. So yeah, it's good to get around, and I just like meeting people and just hanging out. I mean, the day I've had today already, the people I've met, most people would chew off their own arms to be in the same position, and I'm like, hey, let's have a beer. It's wicked. It's a cool vibe.
And anything else you would like to say?
Yeah, Download is still the kind of the place to be in terms of metal festivals. Just a quick shout out to Rockin' Park and Rock Am Ring for having us last weekend because they're brilliant, and Wacken the year before because those magnificent Germans, they certainly know how to run a festival. And it's just been an awesome run. Obviously, we hope it continues. Once again, go out, check us out with the Raven Age. Darkness Will Rise is the name of the album, which is finally here. So yeah, please just, and if you ever see any of us, come say hi because we're all very approachable and we want to hear feedback.
To get in contact with us, tweet at SRA.
It is the Saturday morning at Download Festival. We've just caught Creeper, who were insanely good.
Love them.
Yeah, one of our favourite bands on Student Radio, and they played all their hits and it was great. You know, I think even though they were on at like midday, so many people still came down to watch them.
It was impressive that people fended off the hangover to come down and see them. So it shows that getting onto bigger and bigger things. They've just announced a new tour, so getting to see them and Motionless in White and AFI is making my weekend. I'm very happy about this.
Do you have any highlights of who you watched live?
Motionless in White were brilliant. I was very happy we made it in time to see them. They've just announced a new tour as well, but they were on the main stage because in previous years they played a tent and then they played the second stage, so it's just stepping up their game. And then Issues were great as well. And then going all the way back to like 2002 and getting to see Good Charlotte, and it was like being 17 again, so that was good fun as well.
Yeah, Good Charlotte and Sum 41 back to back on the Zippo stage. That's taking you well back, isn't it?
That's reminiscing, yeah. They were like, what were you doing in 2002? And I went, I was 16. So yeah, I was 16 and listening to Good Charlotte and Sum 41. What about you? What was your highlight?
I think I have to go super obvious and say System. System of a Down, headlining the main stage, just cracking out a barrel of hits, just hit after hit after hit. And we'll be bringing you more of our highlights over the weekend of who we're catching and who we're enjoying, and you'll be able to hear some interviews as well, some of the bands that are playing. But right now here is an interview with the great lord of Download himself, Mr. Andy Copping, who makes the bookings, who runs the festival. We caught up with him to hear all about Download 2017.
Have you seen any bands so far?
I have. I saw Yonica on the fourth stage yesterday. I saw Sum 41, I saw Good Charlotte, I saw Mastodon, I saw Prophets of Rage, Five Finger Death Punch, and I saw System of a Down yesterday. And this morning I saw Creeper, who totally blew me away. And I actually cannot go on how much I think that band has got an incredible future ahead of them. They did amazing on the main stage today.
It's quite a young lineup this year. You just mentioned Creeper. Who else do you see from the lineup this year pushing forwards and raising up to the next level?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, when you look at, you know, some of the bands that we've got, I know I mentioned Yonica earlier. I think they've got a chance of coming through. Of course, we mentioned Creeper. There's Tyler Bryant, who are opening up the. I think they're on the second stage tomorrow. Or on there,
I think they're on the first. Tomorrow, yeah.
So there's a few bands out there. I mean, and there's bands that we may not even be sure of yet. But you go and watch them, and you think, oh, there's a band that could definitely come through. I mean, that's certainly how I felt about Creeper today.
And as a young band, how do you come to the attention of you guys? What can they do to attract your attention?
Well, some of them are like naggers to death to get on the bill and become really annoying. You know, there's I call them, you know, like my soundboard. There's my tastemakers out there, whether it's people in the press or the managers, agents, you know, even punters saying, oh, you should look out for this band. And you know, just what's happening in the media, just to get a take on what's happening out there. Oh, another band we need to watch, the 100. That's another one. That are going to come, that I believe are going to come through. But there's the just getting a feel from what people are telling me, and people that I trust in the business is a way of, you know, coming to my attention. And invariably, you know, fans are lucky, they'll get on.
You've got a group of bands who are kind of just below that headliner status, like A Day to Remember, Alter Bridge, Five Finger Death Punch, those kinds of bands. Who out of those do you think would be the first one maybe to take the next step up?
Well, first, I don't know who the first one would be, but I actually think that each one of those has, without a doubt, the potential to be a headline act. It's difficult, you're always at the mercy of, you know, how's the next record going to be, how strong the next tour's going to be. But all three of those bands have got an opportunity of coming through. And when you look at some of the other acts that are out there, whether it's Bring Me the Horizon, whether it's Fall Out Boy, whether it's Paramore, whether it's Queens of the Stone Age, there are a number of bands that are on the cusp of coming through. And I would hope that we would see at least one or two or three of them coming through for us to be a headliner in the future.
You mentioned that you've been out in the crowd. There's a lot of great fancy dresses yesterday. Is there any in particular that caught your eye, made you laugh, made you smile?
There was one guy who was dressed as a horse, which was kind of bizarre.
He was a guy.
Yeah, he was a guy. He was on his own, dressed as a horse. It was like a blow-up horse thing. I don't think it was anything too sexual, but he was. I just remember looking at him and going, right, okay. Yeah. But you get that at Down. People just dress in all weird and wonderful ways. It's fun. They just come in, you know, they come in for the fun times, and they can come dressed who they want, how they want. Doesn't matter to me as long as they're having a good time.
There was a T-Rex doing the rounds yesterday.
Was
there?
Amazing. I just
awesome
love the
T-Rex.
Yeah, just the way people just. When we get into stuff like the fancy dress, the fact that people tattoo themselves, saw the piece that we've done on the screen today, and there you go, that people, you know, get the download done. That's amazing, by the way. That people that just get either the download logo, but mostly the dog tattooed on them, and the dog has changed over the years, and some people have got three or four dogs on them. I don't know of any other festival in the world that has their emblem or their logo tattooed on people, and that's something very, very special to this festival.
I've seen a lot of fans wearing a lot of like wrestling attire this weekend. Are you really happy to have NXT back, and do you think it's a massive drop?
I think it's an amazing thing, and you know, when we had NXT in for the first time last year, it was, you know, it's a big draw. It's an it's an added bonus to the festival. It's added entertainment. And I think that the fans appreciate it. There's been a long affiliation with rock music and wrestling. The WWE and the NXT teams have been so respectful about what we do, and vice versa. It's an incredible business that they have, and bringing that here as I say, added entertainment to, you know, the fans that are here, I think, you know, it can only be a good thing.
Was it a hard sell for you to convince them to do it?
NXT?
Yeah.
Not at all. I mean, I know they'd done it in America. I think it was at the Aftershock Festival in the States. And we just thought, you know what? We should try that here. So we approached them. And they would, all over us, straight away, would love to. Download's really important to us. We know we know all about your fans. The fans are very similar to what WWE and NXT have. And actually, it was an easy fit. Obviously, we had Triple H here last year helping with the launch, and he picked up that award. But everybody from the top, from Vince McMahon, who obviously is the head of WWE, right the way down to to the wrestlers and everybody involved, you know, Download's important to them. And for us, NXT is important to Download. So it's a marriage made in heaven, really.
You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
Sunday morning here at Donington Park. I am feeling a little bit tender and quite a bit tired, but you know what? I'm having the time of my life. Download Festival is amazing. I'm going to speak now a little bit about what we caught yesterday on the Saturday. Of course, we had the mighty, mighty Biffy Clyro headline. They brought all of their hits that Student Radio has been bashing all year from their new album, Ellipsis, and it was just an incredible show. Almost 2 hours of greatness from Biffy Clyro. As well as Biffy Clyro, we also had A Day to Remember, who Student Radio, of course, absolutely love, playing through lots of great songs from their newest album, Bad Vibrations, as well as lots of classics as well. Huge turnout for them, huge, huge, huge crowd. As well as that, we also had the amazing Idols, who were on fairly early on the Dogtooth stage, which is where a lot of the new bands over the weekend have been playing, where Yonaka and Goddamn also played on the Friday as well, other Student Radio favourites. So Idols were absolutely fantastic. They're this really political post-punk band from Bristol, and it was absolutely great to catch up with them. Just after they came off stage, I caught up with singer Joe Talbot, which you can read a bit of our interview on our website with the review, and he is talking about the outcome of the general election and what that means for music and what that means for young people. It's a great interview. So you can read a bit about that on there, but we've had some great bands on the Saturday. I want to kind of move away from talking about the bands for a second, because it's not just about the bands at Download Festival. What makes Download so great is that the festival has really thought about the ethos of what rock and metal fans love, and that's not just music, it's other things as well. Now, what they've done is, in the middle of the field, they've set up a giant dog's head, which you can see on our pictures, of course that being the Download dog. It has red glowing eyes, which is amazing, and as well as that, just to the left of that in the big field as well, just in front of the main stage, there is something called Demolition Download, and this was really quite interesting. Essentially what it is people dressed up as knights fighting with swords, and drunk festival goers cheer them on or jeer them on, and it's really strange to see something like that at a festival, but it just works so well. It works so well because it's downloading, and this is about cool things, and definitely people dressing up as knights and striking each other with swords and trying to gain points, definitely a cool thing. So you had all of those. I also got the chance to go around and check out quite a lot of different merchandise stores, because normally at festivals what you get is, of course, you get the one stall where with all the merchandise, but Download actually had quite a few different stores across. I think there was one called Eyesore, which was absolutely fantastic. There's some great shirts and memorabilia in there. As well as that, they had Empiricon, who are well known in the rock and metal world for having absolutely fantastic merchandise. So there was loads of great stuff like that as well. There was definitely loads of stuff you could purchase and loads of memorabilia you can take home from the festival. Lastly, and what was most interesting for me over the weekend, was NXT. Now, Andy spoke a little bit about this in the interview that you've just heard, but basically WWE NXT, which is the newest superstars, still massive world stars, came across and they put on two shows per day. Six shows in total. I wound up at five of them over the weekend, which is brilliant. But yeah, NXT were on site. There was a lot of great matches. The atmosphere there was incredible. Just everybody having a really, really good time chanting together. The superstars got into themselves and were having a great laugh. And I think the NXT at Download is such an incredible thing. So if you wind up going next year, make sure you check out NXT, because I'm absolutely sure it'll be back, because it's just such a great time. It's such a great thing to have at the festival. Right now, I'm going to go and watch some bands, because it's still fairly early on the Sunday and there's a lot of great bands coming up. We've already caught the amazing band Fozzy, who opened the main stage, which is actually wrestling superstar Chris Jericho. He sings for Fozzy. But luckily, I managed to catch up with Rich, the guitarist from Fozzy, and you can hear that interview now.
Scott here on Sunday at Download Festival, and we are with the main stage opener from today. I've got Rich from Fozzy.
Yes.
How are you doing?
Yeah, excellent, Scott. How are you today?
Yeah, good, good,
nice.
Good. I had to get up a bit early to come and see you guys, but it was really, really worth it.
Did you get the free waffles that we put out there?
Free waffles?
No, I'm joking. Yeah. we were like, God, it's 11 o'clock in the morning, and we were trying to figure out we should do Fozzy waffles as a promotional stunt. Yeah, but it was fun. I mean, I can't believe how many people were out there. It was ram full. The field was full.
Download love Fozzy.
It was great. We love Download.
And you guys brought out pyro this morning, like at 11 o'clock in the morning. So I think, is it fair to assume that Fozzy are ready to rock 24/7?
Yes. I mean, you have to be able to, you have to have your fire ready before breakfast. You can't cook your breakfast unless you have fire.
So let's talk about Judas for a second. So your new single is great. Student Radio is loving it.
Thank you.
I heard that it was a one-take video. Is that true?
It is.
So the question is, it might have been one take, but how many attempts did you have to go through before you got it?
Three takes.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, we did one walk through without cameras rolling, just to kind of make sure we all had our marks. And we felt like how we did it was we took the audio of Judas and we slowed it down by 50%. So basically we were playing it in slow motion, which is why when when we were filming it, when we sped it back up, it's why it gives it that jittery effect. It makes it look erratic. And the problem was is that it was more difficult to play the song at half speed than I had imagined. Because you're so used to, we're not performance artists, we're not mimes, I don't work for the circus. So I thought, well, this couldn't be that hard to, like, pretend to be playing at half speed, but it was very difficult.
Now, I heard there's a new album potentially coming in September.
Late September.
I know Judas was the first song you've written for that. Can you share any other details about the album at all for us?
Yeah, 11 songs. The album will be finished in the next 2 weeks. The only thing we have left to do is a few extra guitar tracks and then the mix, and then we'll be done. The album's really good. I say that in that I had... Do You Want to Start a War and Sin and Bones, I had a lot to do with those songs. And I produced those two albums. So there were a lot of my babies on there. I produced the band, and I have been the primary songwriter, not because I'm the best, but just because that's kind of my role. And I think a lot of it comes from the fact I was the primary songwriter in Stuck Mojo, my previous band, and that was kind of, when you're a team, there's defenders and forwards and goalies, and everyone has and it takes all those people, but you just kind of have to find out where you are suited the best role for you, for the team. And this time we just mixed things up a little bit and we tried a different formation and it worked great. And I think we got some excellent results. So it was nice. Chris said, hey, what do you think about letting you play a little more guitar and not worry about twiddling knobs? We get somebody else to come in here and you focus in on not having to worry about being the mother hen and, just do your thing. And it was great because a lot of the stressful part of making records is the technical side of stuff. Being technically minded not to make mistakes at the same time of trying to be creative, it's hard because sometimes they're at odds with each other. Sometimes to be creative, you just have to let go and not worry about anything and just try to put yourself inside the performance. And that's hard when you're trying to remember all the technical side. You work at a radio station, so you understand that you make mistakes and then you have to do them over and over again until you get it right. So it was nice to have someone take care of that.
So just before we let you go, got the new album coming in late September. You planning on coming across to the UK?
Yes, we have 14 shows in late October, early November. So pretty excited about it.
To hear more,
go to studentradio.org.uk.
So I first saw you play when you supported Counterfeit in London their first show. So on Student Radio, we feature them quite a lot and have interviews. So of all the shows that you've been doing, are there any particular ones that stand out for you?
The whole of the Frank Carter tour, for me, personally, because...
He's a legend.
I'm a massive Frank Carter fan. And I couldn't get tickets because the Sprite sold out. And then we got the tour, and I was like, that's going to be even better.
Worked out, it's fine, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Frank Carter tour's nuts just because he's so well known and well established for just who he is, and being he's punk rock, but he's a lovely guy, as our tour manager was saying. He's respectful, and I really admire that in someone that can have that punk rock attitude, but still, you'd introduce him to your mother if you were dating him. Do you know what I mean? And I think that's really important, because there's a lot of bands that get to a certain point. We're a tiny band, but you see, bigger bands that get to a point, and then maybe something goes in them. It's like they suddenly have this thing, but someone like him that's done all these tours, been through Gallows, been through even like Pure Love and stuff, done it so much and he's still so down to earth. That was really eye-opening, and I felt like I could learn from that. I didn't really talk to him that much. I'm not much of a social person. Just watching how he interacts and how his crew, it's just really important. And then other shows, we just come back from Europe. We did Rockhammering and Rockin' Park. That was crazy. That was like a little dream come true. It was the first time we played in a stage with no cover, so you can watch the Ferris wheel go around and the people milling about, and then that's nuts. And just this whole last 2 years has been quite nuts with the kind of change that's happened within the band. So yeah.
Did I see a picture on Twitter that you met Liam Gallagher?
Oh yeah.
Oh god.
Well,
sorry.
So I'm sure a lot of people have heard about what happened at Rock and Ring.
Yeah.
So that happens, but they also had Tekken 4. So we were playing Tekken 4 because we got locked in the dressing room and we couldn't leave for like 8 hours. So we're playing Tekken 4, and he just came over, and it was very nice. It was I wasn't there, but Sam and Louis, they both said it was one of those weird moments. I'm trying not to fanboy. But
I've failed. I've been fangirling all weekend. Like, you're doing interviews with people and running up going, can I have a picture?
It's hard not to with certain people. Some people you just can't not fanboy over.
So what is the whole damned restless future thing about?
It started out the first ever. So before I was even in Dead, and when it was Sam and Chapel in Southampton and I wasn't in the band, he sent me over a demo and I put some lyrics to it, and in that was Damn Restless Future. So our first song, we did that for a little while, we released that. And then kind of as we realised that we actually want to become a band and form something, it became very fitting with the kind of, I guess, we're not a band with a strong message, we're not a band with a strong political thing, but we're strong in kind of, you know, being human and being who you are and being fragile, and but if you're gonna feel something, you chat about what you're feeling. And that's kind of what the Damn Restless Future is. It's kind of our own, and it's not just our own, it's everyone who's in it and everyone who wants to be a part of it. It's kind of collective, who can feel like when they come to a show they don't have to dress up, they don't have to look a certain way, they don't have to, you know, whether you're a 40-year-old dude or girl or woman, or you're a 16-year-old girl or boy, it's, you can still come and feel part of that. And it's just our way of including people. And I think the words Damned Restless Future, we're all, me, you and you, we're all gonna grow old and we're all gonna be part of this society. And it's right now we're sitting in a field enjoying rock music. It's just gonna all change. I think it's important to remember this, what this feeling we all have here.
So we've been playing enough on the radio. Really. So what is it like when you get to turn it on and hear your songs being played? Is there a moment where you're phoning up your mum going,
it's still weird that people even want to play the songs that are being played when I hear it. It takes me a while to clock. Sometimes when I know it's gonna be on, I'm listening, but I don't know when it's gonna be on. It comes on, that sounds familiar. Oh wait.
I've never heard us on the radio. I still think it's a bit of a lie.
And that I played it, I promise.
And but no, it's mental. It's just
that's me.
I even for a band as small as we are, I would never think that we'd have ever got this far. How dysfunctional we were at the beginning.
Were
we are. But it's just mental. The fact that Tent was full today is just, it hasn't sunk in yet.
We're saying to someone else earlier, we're literally just fans who are now in a band and are doing the stages. Is, you know, if you took a kid out there who'd equally no one would be more excited than I am to play that stage today. So it's just just kind of.
And I can't wait till all our stuff today is over, and I can just go and watch Moose Blood and go and watch King Blues and all those people. I just want to.
Stop talking. I want to go watch Aerosmith. I want to go rock out. This is all just a ruse. You get up there and play some songs, you can just get into festivals for free.
This is the key. I haven't paid a ticket for years.
To get in contact with us, tweet at SRA.
It's the Monday After Download Festival, and I am still a bit tender, but I had a really, really good sleep last night, so I'm very happy about that. Download has been an absolutely fantastic experience. I'm going to speak a little bit about yesterday, and then I will definitely direct you to Download's website, because tickets are going on sale soon for the festival next year, and it's something that you definitely do not want to miss out on. So let's talk about Sunday at Download. It was incredible. We started off with Fozzy, who you heard an interview with there, and then as well as Fozzy, we also had some incredible bands on the main stage. I definitely can't repeat pretty much anything about Steel Panther's set, because it's very not safe for work. However, they did at one point have about 100 girls. It must have been 100 girls on stage. They are living the rock star life more than any band I think ever seen live. So kudos to Steel Panther. They are definitely living their craft. They were a lot of fun on the main stage, drew a massive crowd, and everyone was pretty happy to see them. Alter Bridge as well, who were subbing Aerosmith, they put on a fantastic set, and I can definitely see why there's a lot of people that think that Alter Bridge will be one of the next bands to break through and headline Download Festival. They've got the hits for it, they definitely do. On the Zippo Encore stage, Slayer headlining was brilliant. They played through a lot of their classics, and it was quite a big crowd, quite a loyal crowd. So Slayer definitely brought the game. And as well as Slayer, you also had another fantastic headliner on the Avalanche stage, the Dillinger Escape Plan, and what will be one of their final UK shows, I'd imagine. They are calling it quits after their next album. And at one point, which was just perfect to sum up their load, the singer from the Dillinger Escape Plan finished one of their tracks, which was absolutely rip-roaring. It was incredible. And he shouted to the sound guy, "Turn us up, we're not messing about with this crowd enough." So he definitely wanted us to leave in pain with our ears being crushed, and I was totally fine with that because the Dillinger Escape Plan absolutely bring it. The Avalanche stage that day was absolutely fantastic for a lot of great student radio bands. You had Moose Blood, Basement, King Blues, Touche Amour, Dinosaur Pileup, Dead as well, who you would have just heard an interview that Jen Thomas did with, and you know, absolutely fantastic lineup on the Sunday for us. Lots of great student radio bands, but it has to be all about Aerosmith, doesn't it? Their last UK show ever. They came out, they played for, I think, more than any of the other headliners played for. I think it was the longest set of the weekend, which was great to see these guys still go at it so well. Joe Perry, the guitarist for Aerosmith, was still on point. It was incredible. But Steven Tyler, wow, he can definitely still hit pretty much every single note in any Aerosmith song. So seeing tunes like Dream On was amazing to see Steven Tyler actually perform that still. So yeah, Sunday download, incredible, and we'd love the Saturday and Friday as well. If I had to pick highlights over the weekend, System of a Down, Prophet's Rage on the Friday were insane. I definitely think the download should get Prophets of Rage back, and System as well, and Aerosmith as well, obviously, if Aerosmith ever decide to return. But what I will say is that, you know, it isn't just about the music. Download as a festival is incredible. It looks amazing. The people who have worked on designing the festival, it looks so perfect. There's lots of great fun stuff to do. I loved having WWE NXT there. That was great. So Download Festival 2017, two thumbs up, great job. Now you guys need to be going along to the next one, and if you want to do that, you can head along to downloadfestival.co.uk and get your tickets for next year's festival, which will be on sale now. So make sure you do that. But from me, Scott Hasty, and from Jen Thomas too, we've been Down as part of the SRA. Thank you very much for listening. Please go check out our online review and keep on rocking.
You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.